2022 should be an exciting year for those who work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. We've identified 5 big issues every organization will need to focus on. Stick around for the last one. It will also make your organization more efficient.
Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function.
Hi, guys. Welcome. I'm Mary Schaefer, founder of AP Now, the place where you go for all the latest business intelligence if you work in, manage, or have responsibility for the accounts payable function. This episode focuses on the big issues facing every organization as they get ready for 2022. So we need to address them. So let's get started, okay? So we've got 5 big issues. Number one, we all have to adjust to hybrid work situations. Now, you may be sitting there saying, no, all our people are coming back to the office, and that's fine, but we all have to be ready for another catastrophe of God only knows what and be able to work remotely. That was brought home when we saw, or at least was brought home to me, when I saw the rain, the water coming pouring out of the New York City subways. I saw the pictures, actually. And it just goes to me to prove that we all need to be ready because we don't know what's coming. It could be COVID. It could be weather. It could be a transportation strike. God only knows what it could be, but you get the idea. Okay, so we all have to adjust for that hybrid work situation. And what that means is we have to update our policy and procedures, making sure that our internal controls are tight, not only for our normal processes, whatever that may be, but also in cases of emergency. It also means we need to make sure that our staff has all the technology they need when working remotely. You cannot afford to have your staff go home and, you know, have to spend, you know, 50% more time just trying to get the day-to-day operations done. With that regard, and from some of the lessons that we learned during COVID, we have the second issue. And that is there is going to be, and there already is, we're seeing it, a greater adoption of automation in the accounts payable space, be it invoice automation or accounts payable automation, where it's the whole procure to pay chain. Now, obviously, this has been spurred on by the move to hybrid working situations or remote work situations, but also there have been some real advances, if you will, in the AP automation space. The technology is more user-friendly now. The pricing is much more affordable than it was, you know, a number of years ago. And now basically anybody can afford it. It's been brought down for a number of reasons. I'm not going to talk about them now, but you get the idea. Okay. The next big issue that we're going to have to adjust to, which is kind of goes against what I just said, is that there's going to be more work done in AP. Now, you might be saying, well, Mary, you just said we're going to use more automation. Doesn't that mean less work? And if you just took that issue in a silo, yes, it does. But there are other factors to be considered. And when I talk about additional work, we all know about the verification that we have to do now for those change of bank account requests that come in by email. They must be verified. It takes time. I know most of them are legitimate, but you can't afford to just put them all through and then have the one phony one that goes through, you send $1 million, $2 million to someone who shouldn't get it, and then you can't get the money back. So we need to allocate an additional amount of resources to that particular task. But that's not the only thing. We also need to be alert for new frauds. We've seen no reduction in frauds at all across the board. The crooks are out there. They're, you know, coming after companies like yours on a continual basis, and they're not giving up, and they're not going to. It's too profitable. And then there's the whole regulatory issues. The 1099 activity, if you're an American company, is expanding, okay? And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But first, before we get to that issue, I'd like to very quickly invite you to subscribe. It's free, it's completely private, and you can unsubscribe at any time. And if you're subscribing on YouTube, by ringing that bell next to the subscribe button, you'll be notified when we post new content for the accounts payable function, which we do 2 or 3 times a week. And by the way, you don't need a YouTube account to subscribe. You can subscribe if you have a Gmail account. Okay. And the issues we cover, as you probably are aware, relate to accounts payable, but they are also important for the people who manage the function or have responsibility for it. So we're seeing a growing number, for example, of controllers and CFOs subscribing. All right. Once again, I'm off on a tangent. Let me go back and start talking a little bit about why you're going to need to devote more resources to your 1099 activity, shall we call it. You all know that there's that new NEC form that has to be filled out and sent to the recipients of non-employee compensation as well as the IRS. Many of you are relying on the combined state-federal program to have those forms automatically sent to the state. Well, guess what? At this point in time anyway, the NEC is not part of that program, so you're going to have to transmit those forms to those states that require it. So that means, you know, obviously more work. Not only that, I am highly recommending you give a little bit more attention about getting out those forms more accurately and on a more timely basis. You know that there have been requests from Congress for additional money for what they call enforcements. And part of those enforcements are information reporting audits. And, you know, Congress should allocate the money. God only knows when, you know how it is. But, you know, sometime we believe it's going to happen sometime in 2021. And so, you know, the stuff that goes out in January needs to be correct and complete and all that. Okay. And, you know, there's no do-overs after the audit comes when the auditors are there. And no one wants to be responsible for their organization having trouble with the IRS. Okay. Keep in mind also that the states and the feds are working more closely together. They're sharing information. So if you have trouble with one, you could end up with trouble with the other. And lastly, and you're going to just love this one, there are rumors, nothing official, okay, so probably won't happen this year, but it's coming down the pike. There are rumors that the 1099 NEC is not the only form that's going to have a January 31st reporting deadline. The rumors are that there will be more of the 1099s will have to be filled out, reported, and remitted to the IRS. And again, you can thank our friends, the crooks, who have been real experts, if you will, at maneuvering in the electronic world. Okay, speaking of electronics, I want to talk about the fifth change. We're going to see more electronic payments. I know that because just from the simple surveys that we do during our AP Now webinars, we asked this recently, and almost everybody is planning to increase the number of electronic payments that they're making, either a little or a lot. It was just too much of a headache during COVID, and we don't know what the future brings. So we greatly expect more electronic payments, which means less paper checks and less transactional work. And you might be saying, oh, but shouldn't that mean fewer resources for AP? And the answer is eventually, but not during the time when you're making the transition. You're going to need more help to convert your vendors, to talk to them, etc. Okay, and we expect this to go on because people had a lot of trouble during COVID, either issuing paper checks or they were on the other side of the fence, you know, collecting the paper checks, collecting the money. So this is great incentive to move towards electronics. So as you can see, your AP team will have a lot on their plate for the next few years. And there's a lot more that meets the eye when it comes to knowledge about accounts payable. In fact, in episode 115 of the AP Now podcast, we examined 30 different areas that your team will need to be more knowledgeable about. On YouTube, a link will appear to the left. We'd like to know what you think. If you agree, you know, a thumbs up is always appreciated. As always, we appreciate not only your thumbs up, your comments, and your shares. So a huge thank you to everyone who does so.